All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Monday, September 13th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. The 50-year-old organizer of a terror bombing at a Bloomington mosque in 2017 was sentenced to 53 years in prison today. Federal authorities charged Emily Harry and two accomplices with driving more than 500 miles from rural Illinois to put a pipe bomb through the window of the Dar el-Farouk Islamic Center. Harry changed her name from Michael recently. Jurors convicted Harry last December after co-defendants Michael McWhorter and Joe Morris pleaded guilty and testified for the government. Judge Donovan Frank today called the incident, quote, clearly an act of domestic terrorism against a religious group. In court, Harry's attorney said online misinformation and Islamophobia, combined with Harry's mental health issues, led her to attack Dar el-Farouk. In a brief statement, Harry said the mosque bombing victims' statements were heartbreaking. And another big court case in the news today, the fate of a ballot question that would replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new Department of Public Safety is uncertain after a hearing in Hennepin County District Court this morning. It's the highest profile political issue in the state this fall. John Collins has more.
A lawsuit is challenging the language of the ballot question approved by the Minneapolis City Council, which the opponents argue is misleading. But the City of Minneapolis and supporters of the amendment argue that the language clearly identifies the ballot question as required by law, and that opponents of the referendum want to insert language that wrongly speculates about the impacts of the charter amendment. Advocates and opponents of the amendment have repeatedly challenged the ballot question in the last month. Judge Jamie Anderson said she'll release her decision as soon as possible. Both sides could appeal her decision. Early voting starts Friday.
That's NPR News reporter John Collins. And the union that represents school bus drivers in Minnesota is calling for higher pay and a safety net for workers to ease a widespread driver shortage. Union officials say a Minnesota law prohibits those drivers from receiving unemployment benefits when they're not driving due to school being out, and that's part of the reason recruiting drivers is so hard. Driver and union leader Teresa Jakubowski says to retain and attract new drivers, the industry needs to change.
No job is perfect, but the benefits must outweigh the drawbacks. If we want to get out of this mess that we're in, it has to be done through higher wages, better benefits, and access to unemployment. This is not a new message. It is my hope that the government and school boards will hear these words and implement the changes needed to fill this devastating school bus driver shortage.
Some school districts have drastically pared back bus service, and some are even asking parents to drive children to school because of the bus driver shortage. In other stories we're watching, Minnesota is expanding an energy assistance program to help people pay their water and sewer bills. The Minnesota Energy Assistance Program already helps income-eligible people with their home heating, cooling, and electricity costs. Now, the State Department of Commerce is using $15 million from the federal COVID relief bill to help prevent people from being disconnected from water and sewer utilities. Under the income guidelines, a family of four can earn up to $67,000 a year and still qualify. And Democrats in the Minnesota Senate are poised to elect a new caucus leader today. Democrats need to pick a replacement for Senate Minority Leader Susan Kent of Woodbury. Kent recently announced that she's stepping down from the leadership post. She also said she will not seek re-election to her Senate seat in 2022, citing needs of her family. Senators Melissa Franson of Edina, Nick Frentz of North Mankato, and John Marty of Roseville have said they're interested in the leadership position. In sports, the Twins got beat by the Yankees in New York this afternoon, 6-5. The Lynx beat Indiana 90-80 last night to wrap up their regular season. The Lynx have already qualified for the WNBA playoffs. And Minnesota United is headed to play Kansas City on Wednesday. In weather, it'll be cloudy tonight with widespread showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the southern half of the state. Thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Lows will be in the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.